4 Venus A, mobile.
Swim into downtown Greenville without any problem.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. How's your backstroke? Oh, my goodness. I'm glad it let up because it was about to wash us away up there in Inman.
3.5 inches of rain in my gauge from last night.
Here by Haywood Mall, and it kind of broke up because of the shadow of Pelham Road there. Would you repeat that?
3.5 inches of rain in my gauge from last night.
Oh. Well, I thought we were supposed to get some, I thought they said we were going to get some sunshine by about noon today.
I heard we both have, you know, misty weather most of the day, but the cold front's supposed to move in tonight. It's supposed to be sunshiny and 50-something tomorrow.
What do you mean? Wow. Doggone gas on here on the Pelham Road Extension, or rather, Haywood Road Extension. 3.099. Boy, that's jump. That's unbelievable. That's 30 cents.
The end of the road from me. Their price was $2.89 yesterday, and it's $3.09 today. It went up 20 cents a gallon from yesterday to today. And I don't know what's caused that to go up like that. But anyway, it's what it is. We'll have to just deal with it, I guess.
According to Uncle Joe, the oil companies are behaving like wartime profiteers. He came out with that comment the other day.
Excuse me. Doesn't surprise me. Not at all. At least the guy that was going, that went by me on the road when I went out this morning, he was probably happy to see prices like this. His tag on the back of his truck said California, and out there prices on gas are over $5 a gallon.
Son, did you hear about what California did yesterday?
Nope.
A new law that any commercially used truck, doesn't matter if it's a pickup truck or an 18-wheeler, if it's older than a 2010, it cannot operate in the state of California. The news report that I was listening to said that there are over 70,000 18-wheelers alone that will be taken off of the road just in the state of California. And all the 18-wheelers that haul freight in and out of California, they can't go in there. So do you realize what that means for the rest of the country?
Well, I know what that's going to mean for California. That means they're not going to get fresh vegetables, products coming in from anywhere that's not made in California. And all of that stuff that's sitting at their docks at the port of Los Angeles and other ports over there are not going to be hauled off anyway, and they're going to have a backup of ships again, because most of the 18-wheelers that are in the that are working the docks out there are older than 2010 models.
That produce basket out there, they call it the produce basket at San Fernando Valley. All those veggies and all that lettuce and all that good stuff that they grow is going to be limited, which means we're going to have shortages. Plus, all that stuff coming in from China, we're going to have shortages. You know, I'm not sure that California should be able to dictate and hold the rest of the country hostage like that.
A little bit of time, the federal government will do something about it. Well, I'm back to the house, Steve. Let me go check my mailbox. I don't know if the mailman's been today. He didn't get here till 3 o'clock yesterday. But let me go do that and then get inside and unload groceries and go have some lunch. Talk to you later. W2T's clear on your final.
And I hope you have a good day, and I hope you're a winner of the Publisher's Clearinghouse so that you can afford some groceries next week. Have a good one. KN4VWA. Mobile.
Well, IGS, I had a clarification on that California law.
Just jump in there.
Yeah, thank you. I just Googled that, and the law applies only to diesel trucks weighing at least 14,000 pounds.
Okay, so the report that I read what news service was that? It wasn't CNN. Oh, it was MSNBC. Their news feed said that it was all commercial vehicles. So they got it wrong.
I did, because I just looked it up. I wanted to clarify, because I thought people would be flipping out, you know. But, yeah, anything before 2010, again, diesel weight of 14,000 pounds. So that report that you got there from MSNBC is a little bit off base. N4ITS, back to you.
Okay, and where did you read your information?
I looked up the law itself from the California statutes, and that was the exact wording.
Okay. Well, let's see. A truck that is capable of hauling 14,000 pounds, or a vehicle that weighs 14,000.
It was diesel vehicles before 2010 that weighed 14,000 pounds.
Okay. Well, a Dodge 2500 diesel weighs right at 8,500 pounds. So that's going to be any of the 18 or 24-foot trucks that are, you know, legal for rental. I wonder what the rental company is going to do there.
Yeah, again, well, the rentals, I don't know how many 14,000-pound vehicles the rentals have, but this is 14,000 pounds and above, so, and diesel vehicles only. So, again, that narrows it down a little bit.
This NBC report said that there were 70,000, according to the California Department of Motor Vehicles, there was 70,000 just 18-wheelers that would be taken out.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, yeah, because there's a lot of those on the road. But I hope they gave them fair notice. This is the first I even heard about that law. I hope they gave them fair notice, and, they got to make some kind of stipulation. You know, they can't just spring this on people all of a sudden, because, you know, people's livelihoods are dependent on this stuff. And, justify that or enforce that, the truckers are going to, they're going to be going crazy over this law.
And there's going to be a whole bunch of people not exactly happy over that. But now, hey, do you heat with propane or natural gas?
Well, I can't hear you. I don't know if you faded out or having problems with the radio or whatever. This N4ITS, I'll be on the side for a while.
Wade Hampton, can you hear me now?
Barely. I can barely hear you. You sound like you're whispering.
I'm Wade Hampton. I'm in a shadow of a few of the buildings over here. I'll be back up in just a second. I wanted to tell you about that new natural gas and propane tax that they put on. 17.5%.
Steve, you're full scale, full quiet into me, W4DJW.
And I heard propane and something else. I'm catching little bits here and there. But, as soon as you get in the clear, you can give me a shout back.
Dave, I appreciate that. I heard the tail squelch on the repeater coming back clean. I was just wondering if it was on my end, but anyhow, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. It's the last day of the Santa Claus rally, and I believe they're going to break all in all, everything's going to break above zero. So that's a good start to 2023.
That's a start. Well, so, oh, man, did you get washed away last night?
I was awoken I was by the storm about three times last night. Amy and the cat and the dog were all sound asleep. They didn't even know we had one last night. But I got up and looked outside, and it looked like there was 2 inches of water running down the hill. I mean, I was expecting to get up and go outside and see trees laying on the ground from so much saturation of water and wind. But everything's cool and there's no issues.
Well, I don't know if you heard my conversation with Rusty a little bit ago. He said he had a little over 3 inches of rain over his place. I'm not sure. I think he lives over towards Roebuck or Reedville. I can't remember for sure. But, hey, we just about got washed off the hill. And I'll tell you what, three different times, and that's why I'm so surprised that our little devices worked so well. Three different times, I could hear the dishes in Sue's big old huge china cabinet rattling. I mean, it shook the house that hard. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, I could feel it. I could feel it, the percussion that was going through the air when the lightning strikes were going off. I could feel that through the wall. It hit the wall, and then it continued through the wall, and I could feel it on the inside of the house. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It was, that was a lightning storm with a lot of thunder, with a lot of built-up potential.
Very disconcerting. As a matter of fact, now, did you get much wind? I don't think we got much wind.
I didn't see any trees on the ground, and with that much saturation, if you had a lot of wind, you would probably see trees down. But I haven't left the house yet. I got to leave the house in a little bit to go out and see if there's any. I'll see when I go out. But did you see any trees on the ground?
But at 10:30 this morning on my way downtown Greenville, I paddled my way downtown Greenville, and the news service said that there was like 2,500 people in the Greenville area that were without power because of tree limbs and, you know, trees down, that kind of thing. So 2,500 is not that bad. It's not like it was when we had the rolling blackouts. But, oh, my goodness, I am on Wade Hampton across from the John Deere place, and that big low place on the right across from that big church, where it's usually just a big old, looked like a big, huge pasture in there. The river runs along the back of it, and it is completely underwater all the way up to Wade Hampton.
I guess we did get a lot of water then. I knew there was a significant river flowing down our street, and usually there's not. Usually only part of the road's got water flowing on it. But from what I could see in the middle of the night last night, it looked like it was all the way across the road from curb to curb, and everything washing down to the end of the street. So, yeah, significant amount of water last night.
Okay, yeah, and what was so extraordinary about it was it didn't let up for like almost 2 hours up at my house, and it just downpour solid for that long.
W4DJW, you're right. It was a lot of rain for a long time, a long period of time. I've got some trees that my neighbor's worried about, wants me to cut them down, but they're good, healthy trees. He's afraid something like that's going to happen, and one of them's going to fall over on his house, and it probably would reach his house. But I don't want to cut them down. If that didn't take them down, then it's going to take a lot to take them down.
Phil, in for... No, W4NGU, that's his call sign. W4NGU, Phil, has recently availed himself of a tree service, landscaping service, and he was just very, very pleased with the price and the work the guy did. And if you've ever been over to his place on Highway 9 in Bowling Springs, this huge, huge old oak was hanging out over Highway 9, and he said this guy took that tree down and never even stopped traffic.
There's some of them that are that good. You watch them on YouTube. They can tie each limb off, cut it down, and then lower it down with the rope from the guys on the ground to precisely where they want it to go and not just let it fall and, you know, happen to fall wherever it falls. There's some of those crews that are that good. I haven't had any like that over here. I've had the guys that I come, they just come over and cut down. They are able to walk up the tree like you and I walk across the road. They got those spikes on and those things that go around their back, and they just walk straight up the tree, cut down the limbs at the top, cut off the trunk down a ways until they get it low enough, and then cut the rest of the trunk off. And then I get a stump grinder to come in and grind the stump.
Got that. You know, I've always wondered why the tree services like that don't get their own stump grinders. I mean, that's just an extra fee that they could charge. And, you know, instead of having to go find another contractor to do that.
I don't think there's as much money in stump grinding per hour as there is in taking down trees. That last stump grinder that I got, he ground 25 stumps and he got $600. That's not much per stump, consider all things considered. I mean, considered if you had to take those stumps out by hand, and some of those things were like 3 foot in diameter.
Okay. Well, that's substantial. Well, in the meantime, I've got to find somebody. I'm going to see if I can't find that guy that Phil used and get him up to my place. Or use this guy over at church. See if he'll be fairly reasonable with me. I'm going to, you know, the woods right behind my house.
In front of the lake.
Way behind the house and going down towards the lake.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't walk through there without dragging my head on something. And I'd kind of like to get those trees thinned out a little bit. And then trim out the limbs to where I can walk back there. I think that'd be kind of nice to have that area, you know, where I could get all the pine needles up, get it cleaned out, and get it planted in grass, and have the lowest limbs to where I can still go back there.
When I got back from Florida, my neighbor across the street he's got some really, really tall trees in the back of his yard, and they actually line his side and backyard. And one of them blew over while we were down in Fort Myers. And he's got this regular crew that comes out. They park in the street. They've got 4x8 sheets of plywood that they lay down across his front yard and go all the way up to where the tree that is a problem is with that plywood. And then the bobcat rides on the plywood, and they cut the tree limbs, and it's got this arm that grabs the limbs and holds them up in the air, and then he turns that bobcat around and drives back over that plywood, and they shred it right there in the street. They dump that into a shredder, and then they pick up their plywood and they drive away, and you would have never known that they're there. His yard looks as good as after it's over as it did before they started.
That's a smart, classy operation, and I bet you he's got those wide tracks on his skid steer instead of wheels, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's the rubber tracks that form a pyramid, an off-center pyramid, yep.
Nice machines. Listen, this coming week when I hit the lottery, I think I'm going to buy myself a brand new one of those so I can play with it.
Well, it's over $700 million now, so maybe a couple more weeks it'll break a billion, and that's when I'll go buy a ticket. That's what I did last time. Once it broke a billion, I bought a ticket, and it wasn't the next draw after I bought that somebody else won it.
Listen, anytime I play that thing, you know, it's the same as a rich guy rolling up a 20 and lighting a cigar with it. You know, for me it's a waste of cash because the only thing that I have ever won in my entire life was a coconut cream cake in a cakewalk at Brushy Creek Elementary School when I was in the fifth grade. And I don't even like coconut cream cakes. My brother and my family ate it.
Well, I won a radio at the Waynesville Ham Fest 1 year, and I was already back home. And Steven, he's Silent Key now, but he picked it up and brought it to me. Met me over there at on 290 over there between the Sphinx gas station and whatever that other one, it used to be Citgo, I don't know what it is now, but over there at Rutherford Road and Sphinx, he met me with it, gave it to me, and it's been running apers ever since. It's good radio. And I didn't really expect to win anything. That's the only thing I can think of that I ever won.
Are we wasting money on the lottery then? Hey, it's nice to daydream.
You know, I was listening to them when they were talking about it getting up over a billion, and then I think it got even significantly higher than that. Because it was that high, that put everybody into overdrive. And that's when Amy come home, she said, I bought 5 tickets to the lottery. She said, you ought to buy some too. And I told her, I don't know how to buy lottery tickets. And she said, they'll show you how to do it over there at the Sphinx station. So I went over to the Sphinx station and got 5 of them. Plus this thing that you do that's a bonus kicker or whatever that is. I said, yeah, go ahead and throw that in. It was $40 worth of tickets in the end.
Well, goodness. Well, Bud, I've just pulled up here in front of the Belks in Greer. You know, so I said that like a local. I pulled up at the Belks in front of the Belks in Greer, and I got to go in here, and I have salvaged at least 2 weeks worth of grief because I just remembered it's my wife's birthday today.
Oh, okay. Well, you better get her something nice.
Okay, I'm going to try, but I have no idea what she'd want. So anyhow, wish me luck, and I will talk to you soon. And let me know when we go up to, what is it, Mush Creek Road?
Last full weekend of this month. You'll know about it. People will be talking about it on the radio. That's all you'll hear about.
I'm hoping to go up there and at least look at that tripod so that I could see if it would work with that common antenna I've got.
Well, we'll do that when we go cut firewood. I'm going to do some firewood. But there's some stipulations to how it's going to be given. So the moving of the equipment are going to get first dibs. But the club's going to get first dibs before first dibs. So if there's something in there the club needs, that's going to be taken out. And then the guys that help move all that stuff are going to get first dibs. And then it's going to be open to club members.
All right. Good enough, bud. I will talk to you later. KN4 VWA, clear up your final.
All right. Well, get her something good. This is your one shot for the year. KN4 VWA, W4DJW, clear.
SL is back and listening.
Was that KG4LFL?
George, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Interesting question. I'm not too bad, except I went to heat something up in the microwave a few minutes ago and it's got water in it. May have a problem.
The something that was heating up, it's got water in it, or the microwave has water in it?
I think water got in through the vent where it's vented out the roof and filled the inside of it with water.
Well, that's not good. Probably need to take the back off of it or something and dry it out before you use it.
I've got it dismounted out from underneath the cabinets. It's one of those under cabinet mounted microwaves that'll vent through the roof. So, got to take it down, and it's going to be a hassle. I'm not looking forward to it.
You know, isn't that the way it always turns out? You got stuff going, running, everything's running smooth, and all of a sudden something like that's got to jump out and get in the way.
Out on the road of life. Now we got to crawl through it. Did I hear y'all correctly saying that you got to do some work to the repeater site?
We were talking about the field day, winter field day, the ARRL winter field day. Is the last full weekend in January, which is the 28th and 29th. And before that, we got to go cut some wood because we'll have a big fire at the winter field day. So we've got to go help cut wood. That is what that was about. You familiar with ARRL's Winter Field Day?
And if I may be of some assistance,
I've got a big Husqvarna chainsaw. I've got a steel extendable pole saw that extends to 18 feet, and it's gas powered. I've got a 2500 Silverado, four wheel drive, and all the time in the world.
Okay, well, you need to be there when we cut wood. Does the sound of a winter field day sound interesting to you? 24-hour event starting like at 2 p.m. on Saturday and ending at 2 p.m. on Sunday?
Interesting to me. Very interesting, in fact. I did a field day event. Now, this was in the summertime. When I first got my license, I went down and did some operating for quite a while. It was a lot of fun, but I have not participated in one since. So I'm thinking I may need to come out and do some playing. I do have an 80-meter dipole hanging up in my closet here that doesn't really get used. And I think I've got a two-element 10-meter beam, a few other antennas that we could definitely use.
All right. Well, did you go to last year's, 2022's field, normal summertime field day event for the Briars Club?
We're in the middle of moving. I don't even think my radio equipment was unpacked at that point. So, no, I have not. And I need to join the club here, too.
Well, it's on the... The reason I ask is because the location. The location is where 25 and 290, Highway 290 and Highway 25 come together. There's a, you know, just a little ways close going toward Greer from there is a street that's called Mush Creek Road. And you go up there to a 90-degree turn in the road, and then it's like the second driveway to the right. There's a big field out there. It's locked right now, but we'll have it unlocked when it's time to do field day, and we'll, that's where we plan on having it. Just to let you know, give you some kind of an idea where it is.
Is your email on QRZ good?
It is. My call sign is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, and my email up on there is good. So if you send me an email, I can send you back like a snapshot to where it is.
Okay, definitely. I'm going to send you an email right now in just a second, and I'm going to include my phone number in it. Just do me a favor and keep and kind of remind me of it, send me a text or something like that with all the dates that you're going to be cutting wood and doing the field day and what have you. And I will make sure that I am available for that.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. That's wonderful. I'll let you know as soon as I find out when the wood cutting is. And the setup will be Saturday the 28th at 10 a.m. And then go live on the radio is at 2. And then the continued operations on the radio until Sunday at 2 p.m. Both of them p.m. We're not a really competitive club. We're not out there to win winter field day. That's not what interests us. We're out there to socialize and, you know, good camaraderie among friends, learn, you know, see each other face to face, you know, just generally socializing with each other is what our goal is. If you want to go up there and use some equipment, the club equipment will be up. We'll be putting up a couple of mystery antennas, and there's a couple of TS-2000s. So if you want to make contacts, it'll be available. There's some other guys that are bringing their equipment. If you want to bring your equipment, that's okay, too.
Let me look around the shack here. I do know that I've got an old FT-100 HF 2-meter rig. You know, I've got my 450D. That I use here primarily for HF. Got an antenna analyzer, and I think I've got a slingshot that we could use to maybe send some wire up into the trees. Got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that'll be exciting, and I'll see if I can bring my wife along, kicking and screaming, hi hi, and let her see the joys of it.
Okay, that'd be good. I took mine once, and it was too hot for her. She brought the dog with her, and they wanted air conditioning in the tent. That was the only one they've ever tended. They haven't gone back since then. But if you can get her to go with you, that'd be great, too. We expect to have a good turnout. We've polled the club at the last two meetings, and there seems to be significant and growing interest in it. So we're looking forward to having a good one this winter.
I'm going to be there. Hey, why not compete? Is there power on the site?
There is power on the site, but I don't know that there's power enough to power a whole bunch of HF transmitters at the same time. The club has two of those Honda 2000s, and I usually bring my Honda 2000, and there's access to like 5 kW, but usually those make so much noise they're hard to listen to the whole time. So there will be some electricity, but it won't be unlimited.
Sounds like a good way. I know that they give bonus points for QRP and for off-grid power and all of that. So I don't know. We'll see where we can place on it.
All right. Well, I'll look for your email, I'll get back to you and let you know when it's time to go cut some wood and the plans on opening up the place. And a map to where it is so you can find it.
In the email right now as we speak. Words.
All right, I'll let you go with that. I'm going back to the stock market. The stock market perked up today for the first time in a week, so got to pay closer attention. Anyway, take care. Have a good one. W4DJW.
73, sir. And hopefully we'll get a stock market that'll be booming again here in another 2 years or so. W4DJW. Lord, have mercy. Maybe I need to drink another cup of coffee. W4DJW from KG4LSL. Catch you later, Dave.